State education officials are debating whether to adopt the new PARC standardized test or stick with the old MCAS student achievement exam. A final vote is expected next month, but now State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester is proposing a third option, one he says will blend the best of both tests. Commissioner Chester joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to be with you this morning.
Commissioner, tell us about this new compromise, I guess you could call it, the test that you've dubbed MCAS 2.0.
Sure. And just to be clear, I am continuing to explore what's going to work best for Massachusetts. But I've come to three basic realizations. The first is that MCAS has run its course. It was an outstanding assessment. It was an assessment that drove a lot of improvement in teaching and in learning. But at this point, it's reached a point of diminished returns. And it's time for a next generation assessment in Massachusetts. The second point that I've come to is that as I look at the PARC assessment, it clearly is a better assessment than the current MCAS. It is clearly a next generation assessment. It's an assessment that requires students to think. It sets high expectations for student performance. It requires them to write, to research, to apply their math skills. So it's very much an advancement over the MCAS. And then the third point is that wherever we go, whether we build on the development we've been part of with PARC or whether we go in a different direction, we need to be in control of the future of the assessment program in Massachusetts. We need to know that if we want to go left when others are going right, if we want to tack right when others are going left, that we have that agency over our direction as we go forward. So I'm playing with this third notion of it's not a binary decision. It's either MCAS as it exists or PARC as it exists. But clearly we have to go down a path of a next generation MCAS. And can we do that using the PARC development that we were very much a part of?
So would MCAS 2.0 take the best parts of the MCAS and the PARC test and combine them? Is that sort of how it would work?
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, again, this is very, very much an exploratory phase right now. Would we start with the PARC development? Because that's a test that's been put online, and students are reporting by a clear margin, a 2-to-1 margin, that they find the online environment for taking an assessment much more engaging. It's a qualitatively different experience for students. So yet to be determined, but wherever we go, we need to know that we have the running room, that we're in control of the final product that gets rolled out, whether it's fully PARC, whether it's three-quarters PARC, whether it's half and half, or whether PARC's not involved at all. We need to be headed toward a next generation that makes sense for Massachusetts.
Several other states which have experimented with a PARC test have dropped it. What are the problems they've seen that we've apparently not had here?
You know, there's a variety of reasons that states have backed out of being part of a consortium of states. A lot of it is the politics around the standards. These assessments are based on articulation of learning goals. So much of that is political. It's rarely a decision that's based on an assessment of the quality of the test. In fact, I don't know that it's ever been based on an assessment of the quality of the test.
You know, a couple times in this interview, you've called for a new generation of standardized testing of students, but you also know that your critics have said that the MCAS test still works and we shouldn't just drop it. What's your response to that?
We gave MCAS this past spring for the 18th year in a row, and at this point, the attention to the test that still is driving decisions at the district level is largely figuring out how to get students to master the test as opposed to an attention to how to upgrade the quality of teaching and learning that's happening in schools.
Well, I have to ask, is MCAS 2.0 this sort of compromise between the PARC test and the MCAS test? Is that an attempt by you to sort of navigate this political process and create a compromise that might be acceptable in Massachusetts to move off the MCAS and move forward in some way in terms of standardized testing?
Yeah, you know, whether you characterize it as a compromise, Bob, or not, it is trying to find a path forward for Massachusetts that builds on the best of what's in front of us. Our assessments are a critical part of a larger education system. They provide important signals to teachers about the kind of thinking we expect students to do, the kind of literacy skills we expect them to have, their ability to apply mathematics, what they've learned in math to real-world problem-solving situations. So we need to make sure that the assessments that we put forward are doing the best job of signaling the highest quality instruction that we can get. And clearly, PARC has made tremendous advancements in that regard compared to this the MCAS that's 18 years old now.
State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester, thanks for your thoughts. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Pleased to be on. Have a great day.